This is the Walking Leader Podcast, and you are listening to episode 177. Hello, everyone. This is the Walking Leader Podcast, episode number 177. The Walking Leader Podcast serves as an audio tool for you, leaders and future leaders, to sharpen your skills and hone your craft. I am David Guerra. I'm your host, and I'm here to help you every step of the way. So let's get this episode started.
Casting off the dead weight is part of leadership. Folks, it's a necessary evil. It's a sad situation, but again, at some point we need to recognize that, well, casting off the dead weight is part of leadership, and that is tonight's topic. So, oops, there we go. I almost clipped on myself here. Sorry about that. Okay, so again, casting off the dead weight is part of leadership. We have to recognize at some point that enough is enough. We have to recognize at some point that what we're doing is not getting us to where we need to go. We have to recognize that at some point we have to change things. And sadly, changing also means casting off that dead weight. Now, when I say this, I talk about, well, let's just do some examples here. You're in a hot air balloon. It is plummeting down to the earth. It is going to crash into you, the pilot of the balloon, a loved one, some strangers, everybody's there. They were up there for some, I don't know, reason. Doesn't matter. You're in a hot air balloon. It's coming down fast into the mouth of an active volcano. What do you do? Now you're on a ship. It's sinking fast. It's sinking to the bottom of the ocean, because that's what ships do when they sink to the bottom of the ocean. It's going fast. What do you do? What's the first thing you do? That's right. You lighten the load. You get rid of the dead weight. That hot air balloon, you start casting off those sandbags. That's dead weight. It doesn't serve a purpose. Hopefully trying to lighten the load, trying to lift yourself, trying to elevate yourself. The ship, boom, chairs, tables, desks, boards, whatever part of the everything and anything that can to lighten that load and prevent it from sinking so fast. Okay, remember I said it's sinking. It hasn't sunk. It's sinking. Okay, so again, you're trying to lighten the load, get rid of that dead weight, stuff that's not beneficial, stuff that's dragging you down. Now, again, staying on that boat. Now, so you're free. You're free, and what do you do then? Where is it? Ah, there it is. Okay, so you're free. Now you're done, and now you're going to drop the anchor. Now you're ready, you're safe, you're ready to drop the anchor, reorganize, get yourself set, get yourself ready to move on, go on down and finish the cruise or whatever you're doing on that boat, on that ship. And guess what? The anchor chain is too short. And now the anchor chain is lowering the front of the boat. What's that? The stern? No, the stern's in the back. The stem. All right, so it's lowering that. It's dipping it dangerously close to the water's edge. And if water gets in over the top, guess what? The boat's going to flood. It's going to sink. What do you do? Or you're trying to get away from pirates and the anchor is stuck to some rock down at the bottom. What do you do? What do you do? How do you survive again? How do you survive another near tragedy? Well, what do? Cut the anchor. Let loose the anchor. Let it go. Cast it off. Don't worry about it. Don't pay attention to it. It's serving you no purpose. It's not keeping you afloat. It's trying to drag you down because it's too short. The anchor's job is to go to the bottom of the ocean. And you're not getting there. You're going to get there on the boat. The boat's coming down with that chain. Guess what? It's time to cast that off. The anchor, it's stuck. Pirates are about to board your ship. The only way to do it is to cut the line, let the anchor go, let it go, let it slip. And off you go. Folks, perfect examples. Perfect examples. Yes, I know a lot of us won't get a chance to ride in a hot air balloon. A lot of us won't be in a ship that's sinking, ideally. But what I'm getting at here is that these things are metaphors for life. We find ourselves in situations. We find ourselves doing the same thing over and over again. We find ourselves dealing with the same people all over and over again. We run into people that were poison to us in the past, and for some strange reason, out of a sense of obligation or something, we allow them slowly back in, but then realize, wait a minute, this is the person that would rather go off and go get high go get stoned or go get roached, as opposed to spending time with me. And now it's an okay thing to do. Now it's an okay thing to do. No, it's not. It's not. That's the dead weight. It was dead weight then. It's dead weight today. It's dead weight today. Relationships, close or far away, it doesn't matter. The dead weight, just it hangs around you like a, like what's that? That albatross around your neck, a chain around your neck. It ties you to the bad side of things. It doesn't change. It doesn't change. You're over there fighting for change, but so long as you have that anchor weighing you down, so long as you have that anchor stuck to the bottom, you're never going to set yourself free until the moment you decide it's time to cut the line, set the anchor free, set yourself free. And once you go, there's no turning back. When you start going downstream, you can't come back up because you're trying to get away. You're trying to get away from whatever is trying to harm you. That hot air balloon going into that volcano, that active volcano, you're trying to get away from it. So guess what? You lighten that load. You have to lighten that load. If you want to survive, you have to lighten your load. Cast off that that's slowing you down. And it hurts. And sometimes, oh, what, you know, these relationships you've built on years and years, and now it's time to cast them off. For the wrong reasons that they were built, they continued, and maybe out of a sense of obligation or whatever. That's besides the point. The point is your sanity, your need to overcome the adversity that is that anchor that's weighing you down, that albatross around your neck, that diving headfirst into the active volcano. You don't see anything good coming from any of that. You're on a boat, it sinks to the bottom of the ocean, guess what? You drown. You're in a hot air balloon, it pummels, it drives headfirst into the active volcano, guess what? You're cooked. Your goose is cooked. You don't set that anchor free. You don't cut yourself from that anchor. The pirates board your ship. They loot. They pillage. They plunder. The chain is too short and it's driving towards the bottom of the ocean along with the front end of the boat. It's going to flood. You're not going to survive it. Folks, it's all about surviving. It's all about maintaining your sanity. Why are you still repeating? Why are you still functioning and trying to make something out of nothing? They've proven to you that they are that anchor. They have proven to you that they are that active volcano. They are proving to you that they don't feel good about themselves unless they bring you down. Well, guess what? You have got to set yourself free. Like I said, if all that you were something, all that you were to them was just something that they could manipulate, and now when they feel they have time for you, you're expected to give it to them. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. And yeah, sure, we can forgive them for their past transgressions, but we cannot forget their past transgressions. Because those type of individuals, those with that kind of mindset and that behavior, especially when they rear their ugly head and they expect you to behave the way you behaved before. Again, relationship, near or close, whatever, it doesn't matter. It's when they're demanding you to stay at that age when they could control you. They demand you to stay at that age when they could manipulate you. It's when they demand, but never look and say, hey, how can I help you? How can I be a part of your success? How can I help you be successful? Answer, cut it. That's it. You're out. That's it. Step away. Realize that that is part of growth. That is a necessary evil. And sometimes it's a vital to your existence as a human being. It is critical to your existence as a human being. And no matter what the situation, understand that, yes, like I said, you can forgive them for their past transgressions, but you cannot forget the past forget the past. Because if you forget their past and how they treated you and how they behaved around you and how they manipulated you and how they used you, then guess what? It'll continue to happen. It might not be them. It'll be somebody else, because you'll gravitate to that because for some reason that appeals to you. But understand that there's going to be those hurt emotions, especially when you're cutting loose from other individuals, especially when you're breaking that chain. It's like, you know what? You're breaking those ties. There's going to be hurt feelings, but they understand that the feelings that are hurt are theirs because they can no longer manipulate you, because they can no longer look at you and say, I gotcha. They can no longer play the game they played before. Because if they were sincere and true now, they should have been sincere and true then. See how that works? Behaviors don't change. They were manipulative then. Are they manipulative now? Are they being manipulated? And you cannot risk that. You cannot risk that. So understand that casting off the dead weight is a necessary part of leadership. And why? Because it promotes, it encourages growth. And when you're growing, you're succeeding. And those that are failing to grow, those that are doomed to repeat the past because they themselves don't want to grow. I didn't say change. I said grow. Because they themselves don't want to grow because they want to still live in a time where they felt they had something over you. Doesn't work that way anymore. You're growing. You're learning. You're experiencing. You're using your wisdom. You're using your knowledge, your experiences from the past to continue moving forward. And now you're out there sharing with others. You're now out there talking to others. You're now there hopefully guiding and motivating others to move forward and cut that dead weight, because that's all it is dead weight. Whether they like it or not, that's not your problem. What is your problem is, why have you hung around so long? Why have you decided that, hey, maybe I can give them a chance. Maybe they're my friend. Maybe they can continue to be, but they weren't your friend to begin with. When they'd rather go out and get stoned, when they'd rather go into another bad relationship, when they would rather intimidate you than try to encourage you, than try to help you, when they would rather try to put you down than try to lift you up. That's where it all goes. That's where it all comes from. That's where it all is. And again, if they don't like it, that's on them. You're growing, you're learning, you're moving forward. You are expecting change, you're demanding change, you want to change, you have to grow. And that means cutting that dead weight. Be the leader you want to lead people, be the leader you wanted to lead, you want to have in your life, be the leader that others deserve. Then cut that dead weight and cut it now. Cut it quick. Cast it off. Move on. The ship is sailing without the anchor. That hot air balloon is going without the dead weight. That's it. So casting off that dead weight is part of leadership. It's necessary to growth. It's necessary to survive. It's necessary for your sanity.
You have been listening to episode 177 of the Walking Leader Podcast. Casting off the dead weight is part of leadership, is what you just heard. I do invite you to contact me by email at dave@daveguerra.com or reach out to me on Twitter at @DaveGuerra, all one word, or on Instagram, Dave_Guerra at Instagram.com/Dave_Guerra. Also, I invite you to visit, like, subscribe, and follow my Facebook page at Facebook.com/TheDavidGuerra, all one word again. And again, speaking of again, I want to thank you for listening to episode 177. Join me next time for episode 178, where we continue our focus on lessons in leadership. And until then, take care of yourself, take care of each other, and remember to always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because today and every day, that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow.